For more than 30 years, defence has been a low priority for Germany. A military that was once one of the largest in NATO has shrunk to a third of its former self. But to the German Chancellor, Russia's actions in Ukraine have changed everything.
We will invest 2% of our GDP in defence every year from now on. President Putin should not underestimate our determination to defend every square meter of our alliance's territory together with our allies.
The conservative leader of the opposition believes the military reality in Ukraine now needs to be seen as another part of Vladimir Putin's political project.
The threat of a war in Ukraine is not the only threat that we are seeing. Along with tanks, Putin has also been rolling out waves of propaganda throughout Europe, easy to spread in the age of digitalization and social media, doing damage with great efficiency, damage that's threatening the stability of our society from the inside.
By strengthening the military, Olaf Scholz will be doing what Angela Merkel could not, simultaneously fulfilling a commitment to NATO and effectively ripping up the post-Cold War strategic playbook and starting again. But not with the intent to use the army for aggressive actions, instead to reassure both friends and allies. It's not just on the military side that Scholz is reversing previous Merkel policy. For many years, Germany has been increasingly reliant on Russian natural gas imports. Now Scholz wants to reduce that by refusing to certify the controversial Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline and promising to buy liquid natural gas from non-Russian sources and to fast-track building the infrastructure it will need. In wider society, many feel the same sense of outrage expressed by Olaf Scholz.
It's unacceptable that such a man throws Europe into crisis again. That is totally unacceptable. We can't support that.
There is little doubt what many in this country make of what President Putin and his forces have been doing in Ukraine. The question is what he will make of what's being done about it in Germany. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.